You know how it is. If you do something well, people come out the woodwork, so it is what it is. I just continue to put my head down and grind with my teammates because that's what's most important. That game's in the past. I'm ready to make some more plays this Sunday and continue to do it forward.
Terrell, are you in any way, shape, or form fueled or driven by last year after the Browns cut you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else really thought to pick you up all the way until December when the Browns came calling.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't need fuel the fire. Like, I just think, like, just me naturally as a competitor, it's just beating the guy in front of me, you know, and making plays, you know, and hearing those loud cheers. That's what drives me, you know. So that's why I play the game. That's why I love the game, you know. So
what was going through your mind like a year ago today when you weren't on a roster and you tried out for a couple of teams? Like, what was that like?
I don't know, man. It's in the past. We're here now.
Terrell, Jay Gruden said that when he looks at the Browns now, they have to find where you're at. Now, I don't know if teams did that so much until that game. Do you expect to be targeted now as the player to watch going forward?
You know what? I don't really mind. I mean, Jay Gruden's an awesome coach, and this team we're about to play it's a good team, you know, so I don't really get into, you know, what they say. I mean, even the past games, I mean, there's guys that double cover me. You know, they put the safety over top of me. It's been going on since the preseason. I mean, these guys, they've been putting safeties over top of me and stuff like that. So it's just all about us executing and finding ways to get the ball down the field, making plays, and winning the game ultimately.
As you get into a situation where you're going to be covered by some number one corner, so, you know, how are you treating that?
I don't know. I don't really look at one of my friends asked me yesterday, what do you look for in the corners? And I was like, you know, when I watch film, and don't get me wrong, the corners that we, you know, in the league are great corners. You know, Josh Norman's a great corner we're about to go against. But I don't really look at the numbers. I look at the number. I don't really look at the name, I'm saying. I just see how do I beat their coverage. You know, they play a lot of zone coverage, this team. So what do I have to do to be open for Cody, you know, and help this team? That's it. I don't really get into the one-on-one stuff, and it doesn't do anything for me.
Norman's style, he's got other people, especially Odell Beckham, he's got mm-hmm. skin. Yeah. Is that something you got to be aware of when you go against him?
Me? I'm 6'5", 230. I'm not worried about him. No corner talking about me. Period.
So when you say he's a great corner, though, what stands out on film that makes you have that opinion?
I think his athleticism. He's awesome. I mean, he plays the ball well in the air. And the thing I like about Josh is that when you watch him on film, he's very competitive. It's kind of like I didn't see that out of Byron last week, and then when I went there and played him, he competed back, and I thought that was awesome because I love it, you know, and it's awesome. I love when guys get in there and compete because that means you're going to have a game, you know, and it's going to be a battle and a lot of talking, and I enjoy that stuff, so it's fine.
Coach Hugh talked about the fact that that you can get emotional and you're a lot like him,
mm-hmm.
and that he sometimes needs to. And you talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
That he sometimes needs to remind you, you know, don't worry about the officials, don't worry about what's going on. What did you learn from last week that you can apply to this?
Like I said before, like this game, you know, just like a lot of players, you know, some players play this game for different reasons: money, women, cars, whatever. Like my game, my ultimate reason why I play this game is for one, you know, to you know, give back to, you know, God for giving me the abilities that I have, you know, and then for being these guys that I play with every, you know, practice with, you know, sweating, you know, and grinding, you know, and all that stuff with, you know, I want to play good for them, you know, and I want to make plays for them so it makes their job easier and it helps us win. Because ultimately that's what we want. We want to win. Everybody in the National Football League wants to win, you know, and that's the ultimate goal. And I believe we can do that if we stick there and we got to keep fighting and fight harder. We had an awesome practice, a week of practice so far, and I'm very proud of the team, of my teammates right now. And I think we're ready to go when we get to Washington.
If you can look at yourself from a detached perspective and maybe as a guy who analyzes offense from over the years as a quarterback would, How does a wild card who can pass, run, catch disrupt the defense?
It's tricky, you know. I know for this game, we don't have any of that stuff going in. I'm sure next week we'll have some stuff going in. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm not really a defensive-minded guy, you know. I don't know. I just try to play ball, man, and have fun with it. That's all.
To follow up on Mary Kay's question related to Norman, mm-hmm. I mean, he might read. I'm sure he reads stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, your coach says he's a hothead. Nothing he's going to say is going to bother you, get to you. Nothing. Do you think he might try to get to you?
I mean, you got to look at it like this. Like, I'm from, you know, where I've been and the people I played against and the people I grew up with. Talking's talking. You know, you got to – and this is not a shot at Norman or anything like that, or anybody, you know. We could be talking about anybody that's a talking corner or whatever, defender. You just go on and make plays and block them and be physical with them, and that's all. You know, talking doesn't really do nothing. You know, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm not going to hear anything you say anyway, so it doesn't matter. So I just go and compete, and I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk because I do talk on the field, and you know, I have fun with it, just like I'm sure that other guys, like I'm sure Josh is a talker like that, and he's going to have fun as well. It's just what it is. It's the game.
Sort of like you answered True Fun in preseason? Sorry, I got into it, and then there was a touchdown, I believe.
Yeah, that's stuff like that happens, you know. That's what's beautiful about this game, is that you don't want to take it far, you know, to where, you know, Josh and Odell did, you know. But, you know, they're two ultimate competitors. They're two alpha males and guys that they love the game, you know. So whatever they had going on, I don't really let that get into the mix because that hurts the team. And there's nothing like that. You know, I'm just going to go and have a good battle, you know, and have a good time and try to play my best of my ability, you know. And I respect the heck out of Josh, and I respect the heck out of the team we're about to go play. We all do, but at the end of the day, they want what we want, you know, and it's to win the game. So we got to do everything we can to win the game.
Hey, Drew, when we talked to you Monday, that loss was still fresh. But have you been able to reflect on what a historic performance you had in Seattle?
You know, I'm trying to have a better one this year, you know, a lot more. I hope to have that a lot, and I believe I can. You know, I just got to stay healthy and keep leading the team, you know, and then, you know, we can always reflect on great things that go on because, you know, stuff like that happens. But I'm looking for the next one. Like, that's way far behind in the back of my mind right now. But that's our job. Our job is to make plays. Our job is to do the things that the coaches say and make them look good, you know, because they coach our coaches are very, very good at what they do. And for us, you know, for us to go on the field and handle the offense and execute. I mean, that's what you want to do for your coaches, you know, and that's what I want to do every single game because I just know how hard they work, and I respect the heck out of my coaching staff, of this coaching staff, and my teammates, and that's all I want to do is just make plays and do my 111, if I say all the time, and we should be good.
Well, you said earlier this week that you could see the Browns winning all their games. Did you see the reaction from D'Angelo Williams to that comment?
See, a lot of people take it for what it is. I mean, but I'm saying in my mind, like, I don't see how we can't win every game. I would expect whoever said it, who's D'Angelo Williams, the running back? Oh. I'd expect for them, you know, for them to think the same way. You could win every game. I mean, that's just the expectation and the hope I have. That's the way every single play, that's how I play this game to win. So, like, you could be mad about, you know, comments about me saying and believing in my teammates because I believe in my teammates. And, hey, like, I have thick enough skin to put that out there that I believe, you know, I believe we should be able to win games. It's not saying that we're going to win every game. It's just saying that I have belief in this team. I have belief in this organization that we can get it done if we put everything together. And that's what we need. We need some people that can go out there and put that stuff out so we can, you know, we could go and back it up. You know, it's about playing games and winning, and that's what I try to do. I think people read too far into it and said we're going to win every game. I didn't mean it like that, but it'd be nice to.
When it comes to being able to play at a high level and all those different facets, I think we all look at it and say, well, it takes an amazing athlete. But Joe Thomas pointed out yesterday that it takes a lot of, he called it mental gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain your ability to be able to juggle all that mentally? Do you think it's your
There's a lot. I don't think a lot of guys, I don't think there's, I mean, not to sound arrogant, I don't think there are a lot of guys can do what I, you know, that stuff I do, you know, especially in later on, and if we have this that type of game plan in a couple of weeks or whatever. It's just tough. It is, because there's a lot on top of being able to throw a perfect ball and then worrying about your routes, worrying about beating guys, you know. But me, I'm a weirdo in terms of football. Like, in the meeting rooms, I'll stop the coach, ask questions, and some weird questions. They'll be like, wow, that's a great question, you know, just so, like, everybody could hear and see, you know, we want to be on the same page, you know. And I, that's how I think of myself, because, you know, I study the game. I memorize formations. I mean, you could tell me formations. I could give you the whole play. I mean, we have 50, 60, 70, 80 plays, you know, and I could tell you probably most of them if you just give me the formation. That's how I study. And I just try to prepare to the best of my ability, you know, because I owe my teammates that. And I owe, you know, I'm working for the owner here. I'm working for my coaches. I owe them that to do the best I can to be the best I can be on Sunday. And that's why I work like that.
Hey, Terrell, obviously I didn't cover you at Ohio State, and it was a different time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But now you come across as very media friendly, which means you're cooperative and you say things that are interesting.
Yeah.
Did you just evolve into that, or would you say you were like that?
I think it takes maturity, you know, and it's you know, it's about people, you know. Everyone has a job, you know. You guys have a job, you know. You're not trying to hurt anybody, you know. And I always looked at it like from a standpoint of the media. Like I thought like the other day when you asked me just now about me saying that about winning, that was totally taken out of context. And that's what gets me sometimes, you know, because like I sit here and I'll talk to everybody, and, you know, and I like all you guys and Miss Mary Kay, but I just don't like when stuff's taken out of context, you know. Like I didn't mean it like that, and I clearly didn't say it like that, you know. So that's the only thing I had problem juggling with when I was younger, but now I just take it for what it is. And some people are going to be, you know, do things the wrong way, and some people are going to do things the right way out of good of their heart. So I know that, and I know you guys have great hearts, and you guys want to do your job. So that's why, and it just grows on you to do the right thing.
The other thing, and a follow-up to that, is the beginning of this camp, you know, was still an experiment, your transition.
Mm-hmm.
And the way things have evolved with this team, it's kind of become the face of the team,
mm-hmm,
here in the third week. Is that at all surprising to you, or do you just roll with that or enjoy that?
Like I said, I mean, that's, you know, for me, it's all about, you know, it's all about actions, you know. No matter what it is, I like to use everything as a life lesson, because, like, whether you're in a relationship or a family or anything you say you're going to do, you need to do it. But your actions saying that you're going to do it all the time the right way and try to, you know, bust your butt and stuff, like, I can't put that tag on myself as being a leader and whatever face and stuff. That has to do with my teammates, you know. I try to be the best teammate I could be and work hard and push, like, the receiving room to a high expectation. I hold those guys to a high expectation. And sometimes I could get mad and stuff like that. It's just my competitiveness, you know, that, you know, we have to be at a high level, high ceiling to accomplish what we want, you know, because we're behind the eight ball. We're down right now, 0-3. So everything has to be – we have to be moving. We have to be urgent, you know, and it has to mean something. It got to come from your heart. You got to show it on film. You got to show it in practice. You got to show it in the meeting rooms, just taking notes. And you got to be passionate about it. And I'm passionate about football and this stuff.
Hugh Jackson said to us today, it was somewhat revealing. He said that he doesn't think you guys have run a snap of the type or the style of offense that he ultimately really wants to run here, with the no huddle and the hurry,
yeah,
up and that type of thing. I'm not asking you to give anything away, but are you excited about what he could potentially bring and do? And do
I mean,
you feel you've only scratched the surface.
Yeah, that's a good question, because, you know, I don't think no one really seen Hugh Jackson's. I mean, we've seen his offense. I mean, he has great run action. He has great run plays, great game plans, great pass game plans and stuff like that. But what he's talking about, I mean, we lost our starting quarterback, Robert, and then we lost Josh. which he could start in a couple different spots. He's very good, and now we have Cody, you know, so he's young. So we can't really get into the stuff that he wants to get into and the things that I know that you guys saw, you know, in the off season and stuff like that. And, you know, I'll leave that one for Hugh because I don't want to jump out and say too much stuff. But, like, there's a lot more stuff to Hugh's offense, and I know he's excited to get there one, you know, someday soon. But right now it's just we're battling a lot of injuries and a lot of young guys out there. So, hey, whatever Hugh says is we believe in it, and we know we can get it done. We just got to execute.
I got time for a couple more.
Hugh says you're only scratching the surface of what you can do. Mm-hmm. And you talk always about what you need to improve on. Like, mm-hmm. Where do you think that next level is, and where do you have to fine-tune your game?
I think because every day I get better every day, you know, at certain things, you know, it's whether it's releases and stuff like that. And that's why I'm excited to go against, you know, against Josh Norman, you know, it's because he says he's one of the best corners in the league. And, you know, it's just the love of the game. You know, I just want to test myself with him, test myself with anyone we play, you know, and it's just awesome. And you just continue to learn, you know, and that's all I try to do. And also, just like Mary said, you know, I just want to keep on controlling my emotions, you know, because I know I could get too into a game. I could get real, like, feisty and real, combative, you know, in a way. Like, so I kind of want to get better at that, you know, because it can hurt the team. And that's just a couple things. But try to get better every day.